Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I believe it's taken you years, Mo, but you finally found a dude that you agree that agrees with you when it comes to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it might only be three of us. But I thought this was hilarious. I saw this video on @bully_thekid on Instagram, and it is a man who is in a kitchen. And I think he's cooking or washing dishes or doing something. And his wife comes up to him and reminds him that he forgot to ask her to be his Valentine. And, well, his response says it all.
Babe, let me ask you a question. It's February 3rd, I think.
It's
right?
The 3rd, yes.
You haven't asked me to be your Valentine. What is your deal?
Are you kidding me? Yes, no, I did. You don't remember? You don't remember?
You didn't ask me.
I did ask you.
When?
October 9th, 2016. You remember when we walked down the aisle and I asked you if you want to be my partner in life? You want to marry me? Don't you remember? You said yes. You know what that means? That means you're my Valentine for every Valentine's from that day moving forward. And nothing is going to change after that. I don't want anybody to be my Valentine except for you. So I shouldn't have to ask you every year if you want to be my Valentine. So don't give me that bullshit, okay? I got you some flowers the other day. Where are they? They're on the table. Look at the flowers. They're almost dead now, but I got you flowers 2 weeks ago. I got them on sale, but who gives a shit? I'm smart. I'm not stupid like those other fools on Valentine's Day. They spent $150 on a dozen roses. I'm not doing that. But I love you. What do you want? Would you be my Valentine?
Yes.
That's it? So you mean it? Okay.
Yo, you need to chill out. You're about to have a heart attack.
She can't tell him to chill out when she was the one that almost caused the heart attack.
Right. I think the man made some valid points in there.
Is your twin flame.
He really is. I just felt that in my soul.
All right, so tell us about the celebrity that social media celebrity saved a friend.
Yeah, so a good friend of mine has been going through it lately, man, and he's needed a win. It seems like the universe is just really testing him. This is the same guy who I told y'all, unfortunately, could not make it to his daughter's recital because he got on a flight and then a drunk guy went to the bathroom, refused to come out, and they had to deplane the entire plane. So he ended up missing his daughter's recital. So he was stuck here over the weekend, just pretty much being sad over all that transpired with that. And as fate would have it, his luck just keeps going the other way because he decides to go out at one night and try to get some clothes. And I guess there was no parking in this particular area where he was trying to go shopping. So he decides to double park, or maybe I think he parked illegally. That's what he did, thinking, I'll just run in here. I'm just going to pick something up and I'll come back out.
Oh, no. If I get somewhere and there's no parking, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out.
Y'all don't even go in the store?
Nope.
Really?
It's to me, if I go anywhere, if I have an errand to run, or like if I'm meeting somebody and somebody else is like on the line, then I will make do. But if it's just for me, like if I go to a restaurant because I'm craving something and I can't find a parking spot, it wasn't meant to be that day.
Oh, really? No, once you get that thought in your head, man, I will circle and circle and circle till I find the spot.
Me too. I got to find a way. Now, what I wouldn't do is park illegally because I don't trust my luck. Mm-hmm. But he did. So he parks illegally, and then he ends up going up the block and going to this store. So he's in the store. He's shopping. And all of a sudden, somebody literally opens the door to the store that he's in and yells, I don't know who it is, but this is the only store that's open on the block. And whoever it is, your car is outside about to get booted. And he said he turned And he knew that the voice sounded really familiar. And the person is just literally yelling this in the store. And then he realized that the person had like two or three people with him and they were all filming him doing this. And then when he put it together, he realized who the person was. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with this person, but he is extremely popular on social media. It was crazy that it happened to be him. But it's a guy named Charleston White.
Don't.
You're not familiar with Charleston White?
I'm Googling him.
He's like a walking viral video in black culture. Like literally everything this guy does and says goes viral. He has like opinions that people typically don't always agree with. So he's known for that. But of all the people in the world, this man comes in and yells that. So my dude knows immediately that it's his car. So he starts to like sprint to get to the person that's trying to put the boot on his car. And because Charleston White is such a social media star, they film everything. So they literally are filming him running down the block, hustling to get to the car. They film him finally get to the person. And the person literally told him, the only reason I am not going to boot your car is because I'm a Charleston White fan.
No way.
That's literally what
that's
he told
crazy.
Him.
That's crazy.
Yep. So he sends me a video. He's like, Mo, I'm in a store. You'll never guess who actually saved me from getting a boot. And it was Charleston White. And he's in the video saying, man. I helped you do. I saved him. Y'all owe me one. And I'm like, what are the chances that you get saved by a celebrity? And you don't get your car booted. It was crazy.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So I asked you guys a random question in studio the other a couple of seconds ago because I was curious. I just got into yet another fender bender a couple of days ago, and I have a track record. I'm just not a great driver. You know what? I'm not a great driver. There, I said it out loud. Which now I can't even give my kids a hard time for being bad drivers because it's come from the genes.
Got it, Iris.
Is bad driving genetic?
It must be. I don't know. I really am. In this part of my life, I am so beating myself up. I am so frustrated with myself. So I was just curious. So I hit my business manager up and I said, hey, just curious, what am I paying in car insurance for me and the kids? And you guys went around the room, and I asked Abby how much you pay in car insurance, and it was how much?
A couple hundred. I think $200 or $300.
$200 or $300. Mo, you don't got a car.
Absolutely nothing.
All right, and you don't know.
That's Bart's domain.
Okay. So together each month for me and the truck that my son is driving around, which is an F-150.
And you said this is per month, not like every 6 months.
Every month.
Every month.
$1,170.
Nope.
A month?
That's what? $1,170 and no. 42 cents.
Nope.
I know we don't pay that much.
That's crazy
town. That is insane.
Damn. I earned that.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
You don't seem very proud.
What?
You don't seem very proud.
I'm not proud. Actually, I was surprised by the numbers, though. Mine was 519.
A month?
A month. It's with my track record, I thought would be higher.
That's pretty high.
I knew it wasn't going to be the same as Abby's. I get in fender benders. I take soft tops off of Broncos all the time. I run into 18-wheelers.
Now I'm kind of mad because now my insurance seems a little high because mine's not that far off.
Yeah. Is there anybody listening that has a higher insurance payment that just car insurance payment? 1-855-BIRCHO if you want to make me feel any better about my situation. So mine's 519, and the 18-wheeler one is the one that State Farm's finally like, look, dude, I mean, you cut off an 18-wheeler. Get out of here. Go find something else.
Oh, they kicked you out.
They kicked me out. It was too many. So 519 for me, 651 for Hollis.
Yeah.
Damn. 18-year-old son driving around my F-150, $651. Because remember, he totaled a car also.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that long ago.
I just texted my husband. I'm like, how much do we pay per month for car insurance?
I Googled the average. The average cost is $192 per month in this country.
My dad's actually a State Farm agent. I'm going to text him. I'm going to ask him what the most expensive policy he insures is.
My business manager hit me back and said, for context, her insurance is $148 a month. Hollis, $651. Bert Schobert, $519.
I'm never getting a car.
Well, mine's going to be pulled from me.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.